The first joke that I ever wrote was I said, I just started a new job, just had my first Me Too moment. My boss came into the office, said, Todd, I want to see your dick. And I said, Me Too.
Boom.
It deserves more than a boom.
I have
Chocolaca.
That was the first.
That's the next step up from boom.
Boom chocolaca. Boom chocolaca.
I got a full boom chocolaca. Sweet potato pod with Todd. We ready?
Yeah, we're ready, buddy.
Recording.
Yeah.
We can start.
There's got to be at least one race you don't like.
Yeah, Jared.
Yeah, 25-meter backstroke.
What?
I'm not sure.
That's the race I don't like.
I heard 25-liter backstroke.
25-meter backstroke is the race I don't like.
Oh,
I swam the Special Olympics.
Got it.
Come on, man. Honestly, having a decent impediment always makes it fun speaking to people.
I bet.
Not for a podcast.
Me, okay, Jack. No, man, I love... Whatever.
As long as we're talking about it, I mean, you even... You stuttered in the text. Just enter... I don't know if we can... We'll show
you
that.
You know, I gotta keep my calling card, you know? No, man, just... Yeah, everything's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I love everybody until... Whatever.
We're back to that about racist.
I don't know, whatever. I'm not racist until somebody's ableist.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Oh,
if
that...
you call me a retard, it all goes on from there, man. If you call, man, you call me, you know.
Right. Yeah. Then you're allowed, that just opens the door. You're allowed to say whatever you want. I can't say
not
that.
Whatever I want. No, like, they are limits to everything.
That's true.
Just like, I don't even, you know, like, it just, yeah, there's always limits to everything, you know?
Yeah, that's, well, that's true, except for eating, I think.
And but, also, man, I already been canceled by society so many times already. Yeah.
For what? Fuck,
no, like, not society,
for
but
what?
By life.
Yeah, like, by life.
I've been canceled by life already one time, so, like, I can't be canceled again, you know?
That's a smart move. Yeah, the life has canceled me
so many
times.
I've already canceled me a little bit, so, like, I can't be...
Society's not going to do it.
No.
No, you could just, I mean... You
society's, whatever, yeah.
Jack pretty much just gave you the G-pass, if you want to just say it right now into the camera.
Which pass?
The N-word pass.
The G-pass?
Haven't you ever heard that?
Mm-mm.
That is a thing, right? The G-pass?
I've never heard of that. But what? I think you announced it that
Will
way.
Will you no. Google that? Because I've been saying G-pass in my act.
Oh, wow. Is that why no one's laughing
get a big
at
laugh.
It?
Yeah.
Nice.
That'd be great if I just made that up.
You're so racist, you're making new slurs.
Nothing but a G thing, baby.
Damn, I need to find out. Okay. That would be
Let's get crazy. Off this race subject. Let's
What's your favorite food?
Yeah.
I know you love the food right here.
So
there's
Todd.
There's multiple matches for a G Pass, including a Groupon feature, a password manager, and a company that recognizes technical skills.
Look, try to help me out here. Look up G-Pass N-word and just see what happens.
That gave you a big laugh, but I did not know what you said at all.
It's like having...
Groupon. It's a Groupon. Something Groupon.
What?
It's all I heard, Groupon.
Whatever, whatever.
Shut up. You, as a Jew, you definitely heard Groupon.
Dude.
I heard Groupon. And I'm also...
No, I love Groupon.
I love Groupon.
No, but seriously, I love Groupon
but
a lot.
What's your favorite food?
Okay, so my favorite, honestly, I'm a cereal fiend.
Cereal?
I can't get it.
Like,
I can't
have cereal.
Oh, no, Rice Krispies?
No. By the way, I can't have cereal in my house because it will not last.
Okay.
Oh.
Like,
well,
I can't have
it. You're supposed to eat it.
Oreos and Oreos.
Oreos?
Yeah, you don't
I love
that.
Oreos.
You put that in cereal?
Oreos cereal, but Oreos in general.
Oreos in general?
I get a whole thing of Oreos. Two and nothing, man.
But isn't that how you're supposed to eat it? Like, that's...
It's how we eat it like this. But no, but also, like, I don't know if you have this here, but in Canada, you have the McCain chocolate cake.
McCain chocolate
cake. Like the pizza cake. It's like a freezer chocolate cake.
Okay.
You put it in.
That's not an answer. Okay, sure.
I can't have that around because yeah. I have woken up in the morning just
covered in chocolate.
No. I remember I have cake in my freezer.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, cake. It's cake time. Let's go. Smoking turkey cake at 3 a.m. Let's go.
Okay, so how about you, Jack? What's your favorite food? Gefilte fish?
Dude, you fucking racist piece of shit, dude. I do love gefilte fish.
Do you really?
Gefilte fish is good.
I've never had it.
I'm Jewish. I'm in the
tribe. Are you Jewish?
Yes.
What? I thought you had Down syndrome.
Yeah. And Canadian. Jesus. God hated you.
I can't have both, man.
It's usually one or the other.
All right. When the last time you,
Did wipe
cocaine?
My nose? Oh.
Wipe your nose. When did you wipe your nose last?
What?
All good. I don't know. I'm just. I love this guy. Him and I have a great rapport. But no, I love gefilte fish. It's like.
No, but seriously, I love gefilte fish.
Light fish.
Uh huh.
In like a log.
In a rug?
L-O-G, motherfucker.
You went a little Asian there. Sorry.
Dude, how do you not know what food is? What this food is?
What does that mean?
It means you're really fat.
Can we look at our hands really quick?
No, dude. I've been obsessed.
I've been obsessed about this. I have been obsessed with this since the other night. Look at this. Look how tiny. I hope we can get that on camera. Your fingers, like you said, your palms
you
are normal.
Smell our hands? You
I
fucking
don't know, man. I don't know.
You did. Oh my god. Ah! Oh my god. No, I have right. a regular sized palm.
You have a regular sized palm,
but you're, sort of you're, little hand. Oh, thanks, Betty. Oh, god damn it. Even your hands are bigger than mine, dude. God damn it. Everyone's hands are fucking.
Wait, why would you think his were smaller?
No, I don't know.
He's Canadian?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey? Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Have you been to Canada before?
I've been to Canada a lot of times.
Yeah?
Yeah,
which
yeah,
places?
Yeah. Vancouver, like that whole area up yeah. up north. I've been to Calgary, Edmonton. I've been to Saskatoon. I've been to...
all West Coast.
Like all of... I've been to... the furthest east I've been is Manitoba, and I went on a wrestling tour that went up into like the super far north
Manitoba. Oh, like Northwest... Oh, Manitoba.
Yeah, Manitoba.
You used to wrestle, right?
Yep.
Nice. I love wrestling.
Yeah, well, that's, oh, you're half wrestle. The fans.
You guys should wrestle. You guys should wrestle.
Well, we have a whole bed right there.
Oh, that would be really great.
I was hoping to get you
as
two on
child,
the bed.
As a child, I used to use my mom's bed as a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Oh, yeah.
I used to wrestle on my brother, on my mom's bed.
Really?
Just have like wrestling matches.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. All
I don't
the
know
time.
If you had that too.
I didn't. I didn't. I had a sister and she wouldn't wrestle with me, which was probably good because going through. Anyway. But. But
dude,
I used
are
to,
you saying you would have gotten a boner wrestling your sister?
No.
Is that what you were saying?
That's where my mind started to go, but then I was like, well, my sister actually watches this, so let me say for the record.
Well, comics, man. Comics. I'm like. If you actually know what we're thinking,
right.
you wouldn't want to be in our heads.
Right. Let me just say, for the record, not past the age of 17. Never. Now, what does that look? Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have a brother.
Older or younger?
He is 10 years older than me. He's from my dad's first failed marriage.
All I asked was older or younger.
Okay. Oh, from
your... dad's first failed marriage.
I thought I was supposed to answer your questions, you fucking...
Amazing.
Oh,
yeah, wow. See, right there.
Amazing.
Yeah, see, that's crazy. Like you said, before, you can use the N-word because if people are ableist. You said that. I
don't remember him saying that.
Neurologically diverse.
Yeah.
The only N-word I use. Neurologically diverse.
Neurologically, that's crazy.
Neurologically
that's
diverse.
Yeah, I like
it. Special needs is N-word.
The only one, Jack?
I don't know. No, not, but...
The only
it
N-word.
With N.
The only N-word.
Yeah, get
Jack
the joke
uses.
Out. Yeah, say the joke. No,
it's over.
No, but seriously, say the joke.
Yeah. But no, as we carry on.
Yeah, so I wrestled as a kid a lot. I used to actually take a mattress out in the back with like a pile of wood and put it over that, and then I draped like a big tarp yeah. over it, and wrestled in that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite wrestlers?
Of all time?
All time.
Terry Funk.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, Terry Funk. I love Lord Steven Regal. Not William Regal, but like early 90s WCW Steven Regal. How about you?
I like, he was Bam Bam Bigelow fan.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Ultimate Warrior. Warrior.
Okay.
To find out he was an asshole, but Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Why was he an asshole?
Bret the Hitman Hart.
Oh, yeah, Bret Hart. Well, you're Canadian. You have to like
Bret Hart.
I love Bret.
Stone Cold, why the asshole? He was just... There are stories of him being asshole.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, turning down a... make-a-wish opportunity or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, Jared wanted to meet him.
I used to. Not anymore.
Right? I would want to meet John Cena, dude. He's super cool. What? No, I got it.
Okay. Fuck. So you are the newest Kiltony golden ticket holder.
Yes, I think so.
And yeah. Well, except for Jeremy, but that one's questionable.
Oh no, but he's that
Jeremy too. Man.
He's a great guy.
Fucking hilarious.
Love Jeremy.
Yeah. Love Jeremy.
We should have had him on this podcast. That would have been amazing.
Love Jeremy. He's so much better than both of us.
Yeah, I meant besides instead of you guys. Yeah, for sure.
He's really good.
He is. That's what's up. What was that like? Because we were talking about that. Like, it's such a crazy when you get the golden ticket.
It was the fucking luckiest night of my life, dude. I just couldn't be more grateful. And I hope I can fucking live up to the, you know, opportunity of it. I just really want to do well, honestly. Mm. So it's, I'm so happy to be a part of it. I was watching Kiltony for years before getting it. And now, you know, I've seen you guys years ago, and now we're sitting here making fun of Jared. It's great, dude.
Yeah. Are you bored? Jared just gave you the whistle. What's... Oh, shit.
Are you guys going to make out?
Okay.
I could not imagine being a woman with you. Just good.
No matter how many times
you
try.
No, do it again. Here, I'll be a lady. I'll be a lady. What would you say to me if I was a... Okay, so here, I'll...
Oh,
I'll
yeah,
be,
that's good. That's good.
How much? Okay.
How much?
I don't know. I'm joking.
25.
I love this shit. Okay.
I'll come
talk about Kiltony and...
Yeah, absolutely, man. What about you? You got your golden ticket in Austin.
In Austin.
Yeah, fuck
at
it.
At the Vulcan.
Vulcan.
Oh, amazing. Great.
Yeah, you never went to the Vulcan.
You went to the Vulcan?
Oh, yeah.
How great is that venue, man?
Have you done one of the Kiltony regular shows yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you done one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Are you sure? How many times?
Don't yell at me, dude. Why are you yelling?
How many times?
Thank you. I did it once.
One
time.
How many times you?
Twice.
Ah.
Oh, shit.
Three times.
Oh, wow. That was good.
And hopefully some more.
Honestly, with that big buildup, I thought it was going to be a lot more than that. It was going to be like 17, bitches.
Nah.
Three.
But I did like a lot of episodes of Kiltony there.
Yeah, you've done all. You've how many times have you been on?
Over 20.
Over 20.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a lot more than me.
How many have you done?
28, 29, maybe.
Damn,
close
dude.
To. Yeah, let's see.
I've done like I think I've done 9.
Okay.
But I've also done it in like two different countries. I've done. I did it
two
in
countries.
I did it in Canada.
Oh, that's the Vancouver one.
Vancouver, yep, absolutely.
So, you know Sam Walker?
Yeah. Big pro wrestling heel guy.
Big talk. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
He's pro wrestling over him. He's a great dude.
He's hilarious. He's one of those guys that he never really got an official golden ticket, but he's been invited back.
Yeah, he's been invited sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. How do you like Vancouver, though? You've been there a couple of times.
I've been to Vancouver a lot. Like, I used to... That's where I trained to wrestle. Okay. I used to love Vancouver.
I think
Vancouver's
bipolar.
It's a bipolar
city.
Oh, yeah.
It looks beautiful. The downtown's, like, sketchy. The sketchiest place ever.
Downtown sketchy as fuck.
Vancouver?
No.
Okay. I went to...
You'll fit in wonderfully in... Hastings Street. On why? Hastings Street, you fit in wonderfully.
Why?
What? I don't know. Sketch City.
It's what?
Sketch City.
Sorry, guys.
Sketch City.
You need to have a show called Sketch City.
What is that? But what do you mean? Like, oh, it's like sketch.
It's like
it's not a comedy sketch. No, it's sketchy.
It's
like Crackhead Central and whatever.
Why would I fit in there?
I heard rumors.
You heard word rumors of me doing crack?
I don't know, man. Shoe fits.
You said what?
I'm just joking, man. We're both comics, man. We
joke. Oh my god! Yeah.
We joke. Are you a comic, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think so.
Playing one on TV. Okay, I love Jack. Jack Strawley, buddy.
You're about to go William Montgomery and Chad Daniels there for a second.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do? Were you there? Were you there for that one when Chad Daniels?
No,
was there?
I heard no? about it.
Yeah, I saw that. I watched that episode.
Didn't look like he was comfortable.
Yeah, that was a rough
one. And William was so I kept yelling at him, and Chad clearly did not know who he was, so he did not know how to handle.
Well, and he even talked about it on his podcast afterwards, where he was like, apparently it's the guy's bit, but I was ready to fucking fight him, and I'm like, you know, okay, dude, calm down.
I'm surprised that people go on a show and no idea what the show is.
Yeah, like, Ric Flair.
Check the episode out before you watch.
I would think
so. You know who it is?
Wait, did you guys watch one of my podcasts before you came on?
Watch.
All right. Well, guys,
I said that. Wait, oh shit! That's gonna come bite me in the ass right now, and it did. Amazing, Todd Royce.
For sure,
Todd
yeah.
Royce, baby, Todd Royce, the man.
They know it's his podcast.
Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Let's go.
Todd Royce.
Jared, what are you on right now?
Life.
Yeah? Life at Skankfest?
Life at Skankfest.
Are you guys going to do any drugs at Skankfest?
I might do some marijuana.
What are drugs?
Liar.
I smoke weed.
Yeah.
That's a drug.
Well, if you're gay.
Yeah.
The lifestyle, baby.
Yeah.
What about you, young Jack Shaw?
I'll probably
you're stuttering more than Jared right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Is your mom gonna watch the pod?
Don't make fun of me for stuttering, you piece of shit.
No, man.
You made fun of my ass for stuttering?
If I make fun of anybody, it's inclusive. I'm being inclusive. It's inclusive. It's love, Jack. It's all love, Jack. Okay.
So
whatever, dude.
I'm
being inclusive. Okay.
What's your favorite drug to do, Jack?
My favorite drug to I like to do marijuana.
You like to do marijuana?
Yeah. I'm not very good at drugs.
Are you a smoker, or are you do you do edibles? Or?
I smoke, but I can't do that much. I really can't. I have a
That's not surprising.
My body is so little. I have little
fingers
insides.
Yeah.
I have a little intestine.
Have you ever talked to a doctor and found out why your fingers are so small? Like, has that ever been a
concern? They said because I was like trying to like claw the womb as I came out, and they just kept pulling me. I was like, no. You guys ever do that?
Ever? I did it once back in 2017.
Ew.
Yeah, all right.
Jared.
Yeah.
How long are you in Vegas for?
I leave Monday morning.
Monday, and then are you going back to Canada, or do you?
I'm going to Austin.
Have you moved to Austin yet?
It's everything in the process. I'm working on something that will get me to the States more often.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to become a U.S. citizen first, you or Ari Matty?
It's a race. I don't know.
Who would you rather become a U.S. citizen, Jack?
Oh, I think Ari's going to get it. I do. Yeah, you know, he's just... He's... You know, if he reproduces... It's just gonna be, you know, he's got this beautiful blonde hair, and you know, and if you reproduce, it's gonna also be great. But I think like that's what they look for.
It's gonna
my
also
child
be
great. Just like Jack Shaw, everybody. Stuttering. Mess. I don't know, but yeah. I love you,
Jared. I love you too, Jared. No, I'd say Ari. I think Ari.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm just, I'm in a process of making things happen.
That's cool. Are you going to move to Austin?
I would like to be able to just tour this. I want to be all over. I want to be a touring comic.
Well, yeah, but you got to find a place to base yourself. Otherwise, yeah, you're just homeless.
Austin. I like Austin's scene. I hate Austin's weather.
Yeah. What have you been to?
Weather.
Have you been to a city or state that you do like the weather? Do you want something more like what you see in Canada? Like, would you move?
No, I like every time I've been to Los Angeles, I like.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles weather, like New York. I don't know. I want to be somewhere warm, but.
But not humid. Like
not
Austin.
Humid. Like, here's nice. Like, Las Vegas is actually nice.
Vegas is really sweet.
Like, man, like Austin. I love Austin.
Yeah.
You like Vegas? You what? Like it? You can
I
live
like
here?
Weather.
You like the weather?
So far?
It's so hot. It's
Austin's
really hot.
20
this
times harder.
Like, this seems like the worst ventriloquist act I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, come here.
You like the weather?
You like the weather?
Here, put your hand on my ass. I'll stutter.
That's right. Awesome.
Has Jared gambled? Have you gambled at all since being in Vegas?
I gambled a little bit.
Okay. Yeah?
Did you win?
I won sometimes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, like I won. So, like, I go high, and then I just cash out.
Oh.
Well, that's smart.
Because yeah. like, not high. I won $56 yesterday.
Oh, nice.
How much were you? How much did you put in?
20.
Oh, I put in 100.
Oh. No, I got some food, you know? I go over 20, and then I just cash out.
That's smart.
That's nice. Good
that's
job.
Good.
I do, yeah.
He put 20 in and cashed out at
six
cents.
6 cents. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. You then you laid the ticket
here?
Down there.
I wanted to leave it for someone else to come get it later, and then a lady from the casino came by and took it. I guess the casino needs all the money.
You know,
they can
homeless
get.
People taking it and cashing out.
Well, that seems horrible. Like,
I don't know.
Who cares? There's a lot of homeless up in Canada too, huh?
Yeah. Let's be.
There's no. I was going nowhere
with
that.
Correct.
I know.
Unhoused. Unhoused is politically correct, right? Unhoused?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh sorry.
Is it politically correct for the audience?
Actually, in Canada,
unhoused.
Be unhoosed. But
unhoosed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Canada.
Oh. Yes.
Unhoused.
All right.
Unhoosed. Okay, nice. About?
About.
Let me go back to my igloo. No.
Last time I was in Canada, I was in Vancouver with my wife, and we were walking around, and I was like, I was showing her how much I loved Canada. It was so beautiful. And then this homeless guy was like walking up to us, and I was like, I started like, okay, I gotta make sure and protect my wife. But he's Canadian. He's not. He's gonna be fine. No. And he walked right up to me, and he went, "Can I titty fuck you?" And I was like, Jesus, dude. Like, even if I would.
Yeah, your wife must have been disappointed.
Yeah. No, but yeah, there's a lot of street people.
Yeah. Street people.
There's a lot of homeless people.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Okay.
Some people, a lot of people that ask for money are not really homeless.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
Like, man, I've seen people with cell phones. I see people with cell phones on the corner asking for money.
Just because you have a cell phone doesn't mean you have a home.
I saw a guy ask for money on the corner, and then I saw him at the bank, like putting money into an account, you know.
So he's got $3 in his bank account, and you're like, fucking asshole.
No, not
this guy
asshole.
Probably has a fucking house.
I didn't say asshole. So I'm just saying, yeah, makes look bad, but no, I'm just saying that like just because people, I don't know, you know what I mean?
I totally
don't know look
what
like good.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. Okay,
I got you.
Cool. I don't know what you're talking about.
like. People have like stay in like roomy houses and go like panhandle, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
Panhandling. You're saying people have houses and then they go out and panhandle.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of homeless people here. I saw them. They were in like a do they have like designated circles that they have to stand
yes,
in?
Yes. Yeah.
Here?
So here on Fremont Street.
Oh.
Because it used to be they would just walk around and do, they were just free to go wherever they wanted. And then Vegas was like, fuck that noise. We're not going to.
Oh, my homeless?
God. Yeah. Well,
there's like designated begging areas.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, a lot of times.
We got to get you in one of those circles, dude. It's like when you draw a circle in the sand so a snake would stay away from you. You know what I'm talking about? You got. Dude, was that that's a good snake impression.
Wow, those.
Oh, dude,
he's
ow,
trying to say
ow.
Stop.
Stop right now. Thank you
I'm
very much.
I'm just talking about snakes, dude. I'm just a big snake guy.
And you think that if you draw a circle in the sand, the snake
will stop it. They won't come get you. They won't come and get you. I don't. I don't have a circle around me, which is why you're hissing.
That's why he's able to.
I don't know. I'm just having fun.
Oh, no, I got you.
You're done with what I'm saying.
No, but like, I like that designated. You think it helps?
I think that they, because what happened, what used to happen is there was like hundreds of characters and different performers, yeah, and then just beggars on Fremont Street, and now they can only have X amount that are out there.
So what happens if they step out of the circle?
They get executed.
No way.
Yeah, right there, live at Fremont Street, and they put it on the big screen.
Oh, that's what they're ziplining down. They just have dead homeless
those
people.
Those are just the homeless corpses.
You zip one?
I haven't yet. I really want to.
Nice. You zip one?
No.
I tried ziplining one time.
You tried ziplining one time?
I tried ziplining one time in St. Lucia.
Oh, okay.
And I went, and all of a sudden I just stopped.
Oh, you stopped
and
in the
I
middle?
I couldn't go any further, so I just shimmy all the way to the end.
Oh, shit.
No joke.
Don't like that song, Shimmy Shimmy Yay Shimmy Ya.
Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop.
Oh, what?
Valley, I don't know.
I thought you were gonna. Okay.
Yeah,
no, that's crazy. Yeah. And so how high up were you?
It was like high. Like the.
Watch the. If you're next to Jack, don't do this.
Yeah,
motion.
But hey, come
that's
on, dude.
What am I saying? He was.
Man, if I was in the Holocaust, I'd be killed twice.
Yeah, oh yeah, because Jewish and gay.
Jewish and disabled. You know? but yeah. It was like high over treetops.
Yeah.
There were treetops and.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like to do that. I like to zipline above the trees. Nice. I would rather do that than below the trees.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. when they first opened up that zipline on Fremont Street, people were like, people would piss themselves and like it would drop down on people.
Really?
Below. Yeah.
And how do they stop
I gotta go
that?
Do that.
What? I don't even know if that's true. Now that I think about it,
there's rumors.
It could just be like the G-Pass thing all over again. But yeah, no, I don't know how they stopped it. Just telling people, maybe they put a bathroom up there.
Huh.
All right, so you guys, it's time now. As
time.
As big fans of this show, you know that it's time to go.
How many people watch this show?
Huh?
How many people watch this show?
Dude, like fucking millions.
No way.
Millions. I mean millions.
You guys are gonna get hit. This is you've heard of the Kill Tony bump. This is I mean you guys are about
Todd Roy's bump.
I'm gonna bump the fuck out of you guys.
That's pretty cool.
It's time to go off the Todd rope. And what off the Todd rope is?
Yeah. Is that where we would kill ourselves at the end of the podcast?
Jimmy Snuka.
I kind of hope so.
What?
Not Jared. So what this is, I'll just ask you these are random questions. Yeah. I don't know what these questions are. Derek put these in.
Okay.
And I'll go 1, 2. Who wants to go first?
You want to go first? You go first, Jared. Jared will go first.
That was, you immediately went like that.
Rock.
Oh, wait, on shoot?
Yeah.
Wait. We just agreed on shoot. Oh,
yeah, 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Oh, don't go rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, fine, let's do it.
Okay, 1, 2. Oh, fuck, I'm sorry. Okay.
We charge together,
baby.
Okay. Yeah.
They should have rock, paper, scissors in the Special Olympics. That would be really fun.
That would be great.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh!
There we go.
Oh!
So it took 5 minutes to get right back to where we were.
Okay.
Okay, so just answer off the top of your head. We'll make this quick and painless. If you could spend time with a cartoon character, whom would you pick?
Ooh. I would like Mickey Mouse. I'd like him.
Why Mickey Mouse?
I like him.
Perfect answer. Do you have an answer like for him, Jared?
I'll do Porky the Pig.
That would be
he was a role model of mine.
You and Porky Pig would be the best
That'd
podcast
be
ever. Yeah.
That's all, folks.
It would never be that.
It would
be great. Okay, Jared, if you could only listen to one song for the rest of your life, which would it be?
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
B-b-b-b-b-band. Okay, we'll get back to you on Wednesday. Jack.
Honestly, it's been 1 week by the Air Naked Ladies.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Why? Just
I always love that song.
It's
man.
A good song.
What's the song?
1 week? It's been one week since you looked at me.
Cut your head off.
You don't know that song?
No.
You don't know the... I always liked...
You like the Bare Naked Ladies part of it.
I like Bare Naked Ladies, yes.
Yeah. Jack's never seen the Bare Naked Ladies.
Shut up, dude.
Okay, how about you,
no,
Jack?
But seriously, I haven't. Oh, can I revise my answer? Because I don't really care that much about Mickey Mouse, honestly.
Yeah, I thought that was a weird
That's
answer.
That's just kind of what came
I thought,
to
like,
mind.
What is this, 1950? Who
no,
would
it's 2024.
Be? Thanks, bud.
Wow, Jack.
What? He asked a weird question. I like Pingu. You know Pingu?
No, that sounds yes! racist, though.
No, it's not. You know Pingu? Of course you know Pingu.
Oh, shout out Pingu.
Newt.
Newt.
What'd you say?
Newt.
Nice.
Newt.
Okay. Newt. Yeah, he's the penguin that goes, Newt. He goes, Newt.
Hey, you know Canadian television, but you don't know Canadian music.
Oh, one time's Canadian music?
Bare Naked Ladies,
yeah. 1 week, yeah.
Bare Naked Ladies?
Yes.
Ning Noon? What'd you say the name was?
It's Newt.
Newt. But that wasn't the name of the character.
No, Pingu.
Pingu.
Pingu says Newt.
Did you guys make this up before you came up here? Just
no,
to fuck
Google
with me?
It, the Canadian.
Literally, Google
it's a Canadian show? Canadian hey, show. Oh, Canadian show. Did you ever watch Mr. Dress Up?
No.
Yeah, I watched Mr. Dress Up.
You watched Mr. Dress Up? Fuck yeah, Casey Finnegan.
Chester.
Oh, I'm all
you
Casey
watched, how do you know?
Because I grew up in Northern Washington.
Yes, so baby.
Dude.
It's Tickle Trunk.
The Tickle Trunk. I have a Tickle Trunk.
That's Pingu.
That's Pingu.
Oh, it's a penguin.
Yeah.
All right.
Pingu the penguin.
Dude, why are you hating on Pingu?
Mr. Dress Up, I remember watching that. That's...
What show are you guys talking
about? It was the best.
About?
So,
Casey and Finnegan?
Casey and Finnegan were the best.
Oh, shit.
Casey and Finnegan?
Here's what it is. And this is great that you don't
Stop
know it.
Stop pointing at me.
I'm going to. It's great that you don't know it because I've tried to explain this to my wife and she thinks it's something weird. But what it is, Mr. Dressup is a middle-aged man who lives in a house by himself. And the kids from around the neighborhood come and visit him. And then they play with his puppets that are in his tree.
What's it called?
And then the tree?
Oh, a trunk.
Oh, the trunk? It's called the Tickle Trunk. And inside the Tickle Trunk are costumes.
You can't make shit up.
Are costumes that he dressed the kids in. And they'd act out a little.
Was
and play
this the
little.
Cosby show? What the hell, dude?
Yo,
dude, this
90s,
is a Michael Jackson
90s,
shit.
Right?
80s to 90s. It was the best show.
Yes, you like that show?
It was
oh,
so good.
Man. I watched it every day almost.
My wife.
There's so many good characters in it.
My wife remade like a Tickle Trunk for me that I put my weed in. Oh. So, yeah, it's the best.
I knew you were cool, Todd. Todd Royce, everybody.
Fuck yeah.
No, man.
Do you want to try
the Tickle Trunk?
Do you
want to
play Mr. Dressup?
No, I don't want to play Mr. Dressup. You already invited us back to this stupid hotel room where we can see the parking lot outside where there's a guy being mugged right now, dude. And then you're going to ask me to play the Tickle Trunk with you? I don't want to play the Tickle Trunk, Todd.
Dude, I didn't invite you to the Tickle Trunk. That's for me and Jared. You got to work your way up there, new guy.
New guy.
Where do I start?
Well, I'll tell you afterwards.
Oh, wait, we never heard your song. What's your song?
What's your song?
If you'd only listen to one song for the rest of your life. You've had 20 minutes to think about it.
I didn't. I actually, when you guys were talking about that, I was somewhere else. I was completely not listening.
Oh, good. Well, that's fun.
That's great on a podcast.
Yeah, I know. I was completely not listening to what you guys were talking about.
Don't you say it with so much attitude, like
you guys?
I'm confident about the fact that I did not know what you were talking about.
Yeah. Okay, well then you missed your turn, Jared.
I want to play.
Next,
what's the craziest Vegas experience you've had?
This whole
horror?
None.
Oh.
I said, this whole thing has been crazy, man.
This whole
Tony, everything, man. Just, you know what's crazy? Like, I can't walk down the... I can't. Like, I'm being recognized everywhere.
Yeah.
You probably too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You probably too. And that's a crazy
kinda
thing. What?
Yeah, kinda. It's really cool.
It's cool.
It's crazy. And like, you know what's crazy experience?
Walking down, other, being recognized?
Yeah, and also just like comics, like
who know you? Me. Yeah,
dude,
absolutely.
It's crazy.
They, absolutely.
They come up and they're like, great job, man. Great job. I'm like, thank you so much. One guy tried to pitch me a minute. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's the, right. Yeah.
Dude.
When we were leaving
he
the resort.
He was trying to pitch us a minute.
The side.
He was so wasted. Yeah. Jerry went like this. He went, come here, man. Come here. You ever heard of terms of endearment? You ever, hey, come here. You ever,
hold on.
No, come here.
Yeah.
You ever 100%. Heard of terms of endearment? It's like I get out of my car and they say, thanks, Captain. And I'm like, I don't have a boat. It was horrible, dude. And Todd and I had to go, that's good, man.
Good stuff,
yeah,
man,
I like that.
You know my favorite too? I tell people I do comedy and tell me a joke.
Tell me a joke.
Do you have a joke that you say? Because I usually don't.
I sometimes
don't.
Say, look yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Because it's like on them.
Sorry. Yeah.
Or like, I have a street joke. I have a street joke that I usually sometimes. Okay,
that's good. Yeah, this is gonna be a great one. You, well, I'll tell our favorite street joke.
Yeah,
you'll have to bleep mine. But
I kind of call it a street
joke. Do you use
joke.
The G word? What?
Wait, how come the hair dryer got kicked out of the beauty salon?
How come?
He gave too many blowjobs.
Boom!
Boom!
Yes.
No, don't.
I don't know. What's yours?
No,
it's Jack's turn.
I like that. This is the first joke I ever wrote. I say, where do kids with ADHD go during the summer? Concentration camp. That's my favorite joke.
That's good.
Yeah,
cool. You said that was the first joke you ever wrote?
The first actual joke that I formulated, like a question set up and a punchline. That's
really
like the
good.
First. That's the first thing I ever that was an actual joke.
Yeah,
which I'm sure people have thought of that a million times, but that's the first time.
No, it's
the
good.
First
it's,
joke
it's
I ever
good.
Thought of.
My first joke that I ever wrote was
no. But do you really like it?
Not really.
Okay.
The first joke that I ever wrote was I said. I just started a new job, just had my first Me Too moment. My boss came into the office, said, Todd, I want to see your dick. And I said, me too.
Boom.
It deserves more than a boom.
I had a
chocolaca.
That was the first.
That's the next step up from boom.
Boom chocolaca. Chocolaca. Boom chocolaca.
I got a full
boom
chocolaca.
Boom
on that
chocolaca.
Joke.
Chakalaka.
All right.
That's awesome.
All right. This one's got to go. This one's Jack. If you could have a lifetime supply of anything, what would it be, Diddy?
Dude. I love Rice Krispies. That's my favorite food.
Oh, Rice Krispies. Really?
Yep.
That's a boring cereal.
Yeah.
What? Rice Krispies? What is it, the Snap Crackle Pop? Is
yeah,
it?
I like hearing, I like listening to my food while I eat it. I do like the Snap Crackle Pop, but it's kind of what I've eaten in my whole life. I've eaten Rice Krispies. I eat a lot of that.
Did you ever, you might be too young for this, but there was a time where they came out with Rice Krispie Treat cereal?
Yeah.
All right. Jerry, if you could have a lifetime supply of anything, what would it be? Are you saying Coke?
No, I was just sniffling.
As a joke, I would say goat cheese sandwiches.
goat cheese sandwiches.
Goat cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Oh, grilled
fuck.
Goat cheese.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
Blue oh, cheese, goat, you know, cheese, goat cheese tuna. Actually sounds pretty good.
Man,
I totally ruined that. That would have been such a great clip. If you just said grilled cheese.
Goat cheese.
You got my,
folks.
You got my R-worded ass
oh
going
my
goat
God.
Cheese. Okay. So.
Does it have to be a physical thing? Can it be like.
Oh, what? I want to know what you're thinking. So no, there's no rules
on
this at all.
Oh, it doesn't have to be food?
No.
Can it be like
I thought it was my podcast. Do you think that it has to be food?
Wait, isn't this a cooking podcast?
Can I say energy?
You can say energy.
Energy.
Or
I mean, honestly no.
No, that's really nice. No, that's
good.
Nice.
I don't know, man.
I'd say air. No, but that's a good.
No. I have a lot of things in my head right now.
No. That's
I like boobs. A lot. I do. I would like a lot of boobs, but like, but not on a body.
Women, I don't know.
Single boobs. That's
just walking through.
I'm trademarking that. That is my new business. Single boob.
Single boob.
Single boob. Get a boob for me and for you. Squeeze them with your friends.
But then it's not single boob.
I like a life supply of New Balance Velcro shoes.
Yeah?
New Balance Velcro shoes. New Balance Velcro shoes. No.
So one more time and we'll believe you.
New Balance Velcro shoes.
Okay.
Todd Roy. No.
Jared, do you like Velcro?
I wear Velcro.
Yeah. Well, we know that.
No,
do you like Velcro was the question.
Can't. Tie shoes. People think I can't tie a shoe, but I can.
What?
Okay.
My problem is
you
can tie in a shoe.
What? That's the easiest part.
No, but sometimes like, I mean, not too like I fuck up the knots and you can't.
And then you can't untie
it? You can't untie.
So maybe you can't tie shoes.
Oh, are you?
I can tie.
Well, I'm saying, but maybe you tie them wrong. Yeah, I got you.
Wait. How tight are you tying your shoes?
Like some.
Show on Jack.
Oh, no.
Please tell me we're getting this on camera. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to untie your shoe first.
Oh, look, you did.
See, you did that great. That was great.
Okay, hold on.
Are you making a knot?
I'm doing the rabbit hole shit, no?
Wow, I really don't think you can tie shoes.
He can't untie them.
Nope.
Is that tight?
Did he tie his hand? I can't feel my foot. Oh, no.
That was so close. He popped the second
ear.
This
is another sport that needs to be in the Special Olympics.
I tried.
That was great. That was a great
rock, attempt. Paper, scissors, and shoe tying.
Jack shot. Yes.
Let's see if Jack's... You got it. You fucking got this.
I can tie shoes.
Can you go for it, though?
Okay, yeah. Let's go last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I can Velcro.
Let's go.
Last one. This one's for Jared. What is the wackiest thing you believed as a kid?
Wackiest thing I believed as a kid?
Jack, are you checking that the microphones work?
Yeah.
Doing a little ASMR?
I thought that, like... Tooth Fairy was real. Like, we all thought that, like, things were real at one point.
Yeah.
The Tooth Fairy's not real?
How old were you when you...
No, like, I just, like... I don't know. I remember just, like... I used to... Then my sister lost a tooth or something like that. Take money.
You were like, that motherfucker.
I'm like, that don't Tooth Fairy... But yeah. No, but the wacky thing, honestly. I don't know.
Sorry.
How old were you when you.
I was like.
20.
I don't know. Last year, motherfucker. No, I was like.
Shit.
Like 11 or something.
Okay, and Jack. I'm going to answer for you because I think what's the wackiest thing you believed as a kid is that by the time you were 25, you'd be able to shave.
Eat
or at
shit,
least grow,
fatty.
Grow a beard.
When I have 25, I had like a full...
I know. Well, because you're a man. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jack.
What were we talking about on Wednesday?
I believe you said that he was a T. Oh,
you thought I was a trans woman.
Well, you can't grow shit, so.
Well, that doesn't make me a trans woman.
Okay.
A trans woman's a choice. And that's what makes me a trans woman.
She chose not to. Okay, never mind.
We tried a fun game the other night where we were trying to figure out exactly what letter he was in LGBTQ. And Jared landed pretty perfectly on trans. So
trans people actually don't like me.
Really?
A lot of them don't like me.
I can see that. Why do you think trans people don't like you?
I don't know. They don't like my comedy. After a number of shows, they have not liked my comedy.
Maybe they saw you on the poster and they were like, okay, we'll hear from our
people.
Maybe
they thought I was a lady.
Yeah.
Fuck.
How do you know that they don't like you? Just some woman came up and was like, I hated you. You suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually exactly what happened.
Nice. All right. So what's the wackiest thing you believed as a kid?
That my parents loved me.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, that's what it was.
All right. This is the last question to end the show. Okay. Actually, first, before I do this, though, do you guys have dates coming up?
Yeah, not with women. Yeah, I'm going out with my... Oh.
Because I know that's no for you. No, seriously, what shows do you have coming up?
Well, I'm at the Hippo... When does this come up? When does this come out?
It doesn't come out before tomorrow.
Not before tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, this will come out, like, next week.
Cool.
I'm gonna be at I'm gonna be at the
man up your voice a little.
Fuck, what's it called? I'm gonna be at the Ice House, and then I'm gonna be at the I don't remember the exact date, but then what? I'm gonna be at what the fuck is it called? The night. I'm gonna be at the night. I'm gonna be outside in the nighttime.
You're gonna be in the night.
I'm gonna be outside in the nighttime.
Just walking around. Yeah. Just talking around.
Wait, you talk. I'll remember.
Yeah, Jared's a professional. Where are you gonna be?
I have a show in Toronto, Canada. Oh, anybody there? I have a show in Toronto, Canada, October 23rd.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Disability privilege. Off without limits is my monthly show.
Ah, I remember. Okay.
I have a monthly show at Comedy Bar Danforth. It's a accessible venue. Yeah. And my show is for people and by people with disabilities and influential disabilities. So that's my monthly show. Website, Jared Nathan Comedy, for everything else.
Nice. Very cool. Now, while you were telling us that, Jack decided to interrupt by going, oh, I know what now.
Sorry, I remembered.
It's all
and then
about
I said
Jack Shaw.
No.
Continue.
No, that was nice, though. I like that.
What do you have? Are you doing any shows?
Yeah, I'm gonna be at the Nightcap in Los Angeles on the October. Wait, what did you say?
Nothing.
Good. Keep going.
Yeah, the Nightcap.
The Nightcap?
Don't yell at me, dude. Stop yelling at me.
The Nightcap.
Thank you. I'm going to be at the Nightcap October 13th, and I'm going to be at the Bourbon Room October 17th, and then what? I'm going to be at
the,
yep.
Do you know the cities?
Oh, these are all Los Angeles. Okay. All Los Angeles!
All right, we
okay,
believe
sorry,
you.
Sorry.
Los Angeles.
And then I'm going to be at the Ice House later in October. I don't have that date right now.
And that's in Pasadena.
It's in Pasadena! What are you
the
guys talking about?
The people in the room next door are going to be so pissed off. They're going to be like, I don't know what kind of party was going on over there, but amazing. It was a wild one.
Whoa.
No, because of
Whoa.
You. Because of you.
It's love, baby. It's
dude,
love.
Thank you guys so much. Fucking, these are golden ticket winners. We all are, and that's the reason why we even know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much for being
thank
here.
Thank you.
Honestly, this was rad. Like, comment, subscribe, and share.
He good job, everybody.